Part 2. First heading, The Village Tiger. The narrator describes about the village Patel, who is known as the village tiger because he is a man of forceful, commanding personality and wields considerable power and authority in the village. Nobody dares to oppose him or disobey his orders. As the narrator puts it, he was a fat, sturdy fellow, a veritable tiger amongst us, and what with his tongue and his brain, he had amassed solid gold in his coffers and solid bangles on his arms. His daughters, all the three, lived with him, and his sons-in-law worked with him like slaves, though they owned as much land as he did. But then, you know the tiger, his words were law in our village. If the Patel says it, we used to say even a coconut leaf roof will become a gold roof. He is an honest man and he has helped many poor peasants. And heavens, what a terror he was to the authorities. If Range Gora says, no, you can eat the bitter neem leaves and lie by the city gates licked by the curse. But if Range Gora says, yes, you can have elephants and horas and musical instruments in procession. Nothing can be done in Kantapura unless it has the blessing of Range Gora. However, Gora is an honest man and is known to have helped many poor peasants. He is not a sycophant but rather a terror for his authorities. Even the other Shudras are not indigent, although they are always badly dressed and never pay the revenue and other dues in time. Next heading, Bade Khan. Bade Khan, the policeman, is the symbol of British presence in Kantapura. It is his duty to maintain law and order and put down the Gandhi movement, and it may be said to his credit that he performs his duty loyally and sincerely. He makes an unfortunate start in Kantapura. When he approaches Range Gora and requests him to arrange a house for him, but he treats Bade Khan coldly. The Patel said to Bade Khan that he did not know of any house at the moment, but that Bade Khan could no doubt look for himself. Bade Khan told him, the government has sent me here and I need a house to live in. At this, Range Gora replied, a house? Well, you can look round and see. I can't think of one for the moment. Then the Patel opened his betel box and, carefully taking a tobacco leaf, he seated himself and, whipping the tobacco leaf against the dhoti, he put it into his mouth, then put an erka nut with it and began to munch. Then he said to Bade Khan, so you want a house, police sahab? I am sorry, but I have none to offer you. You are the representative of the government, and I have a right to ask you to offer me a house, said Bade Khan harshly. Representative of the government, repeated the Patel. Yes, I am, but the government does not pay me to find house for the police. I am here to collect revenue, the Patel said. At this, Bade Khan said to him angrily, so you are a traitor to your salt givers. I am not a traitor. I am telling you what is the law. I don't know you were such a learned lawyer too, laughed the policeman, but a final word, will you oblige me by procuring me a house or not? No, police sahab, I tell you humbly, I cannot. I am not the owner of the whole village, but if there is anyone who is ready to offer you a house, please take it and turn it into a palace. I can see no objection to that, said Deep Patel. You don't know who you are speaking to. Bade Khan grunted between his teeth as he rose and went away, muttering threats of setting Deep Patel right at the first opportunity. Realizing that he had no chance of getting a house in the village, Bade Khan then went to the Skeffington Coffee Estate and requested the proprietor to help him to solve the problem of accommodation. The proprietor does it out of his own selfish interest, for a policeman on the estate would prove useful to him in handling the coolies. Part 2 over.